Hey, Damian, thanks for joining us for the Monday Business Watch. We're starting things off with news from the Supreme Court of New Mexico ruling that the state is not obligated to reimburse businesses from losses due to public health regulations that were implemented during the pandemic to slow the spread of COVID-19. What can you tell us about this story?
That's right. Last Monday, the state Supreme Court ruled there's no constitutional or statutory requirement that would be necessary to compensate businesses for financial losses suffered during the emergency public health orders during the COVID-19 pandemic. Of course, that ruling in favor of Governor Lujan Grisham scuttles about 20 lawsuits, separately filed lawsuits, filed against her administration. So basically, the plaintiffs were arguing that the aggressive health restrictions constituted a regulatory taking, much like that of the taking of land or public works projects, but the court didn't agree. So they shot that down. And in essence, the losses sustained because of the public health orders, you know, are legal and will stand.
Damian, I want to move on and talk about some pretty exciting news for NMSU's Arrowhead Center, recently getting awarded a $1 million grant from the Department of Energy to help develop clean energy technology.
That certainly isn't something that happens every day. The Arrowhead Center at NMSU is going to be getting $1 million in funding from the U.S. Department of Energy, and that's going to be used to encourage the development and commercialization of new high-tech clean technologies in New Mexico. So this project, which is an expansion of the New Mexico Clean Energy Resilience and Growth, or NMCERG cluster at Arrowhead, is in collaboration with the New Mexico Economic Development Department, as well as Los Alamos National Laboratory and Sandia National Labs. And the new funding is going to build on developing relationships between the NMCERG cluster and help run a hybrid accelerator for the New Mexico clean tech business. So that's kind of exciting news coming out of NMSU and the Arrowhead Center.
I want to move on to another story, a really interesting story that you all did at the Las Cruces Sun News about the Dark Sky Observatory in our state. Of course, we have a lot of wide open spaces here in New Mexico, attracting many dark sky enthusiasts. Share with us this story that you all recently did.
Our reporter, Algernon DeMassa, went down to Catron County and just had a fantastic experience checking out this brand new Dark Sky Observatory. He was kind of camped out behind Rattlesnake Mountain down in the Boot Hill, and he describes it as a spectacular display of fiery light dappled by smoke from wildfires in Arizona and air turbulence visible in the cloud formations over the western sky. And this brand new business set up down in Catron County is Dark Sky New Mexico, and they really specialize in kind of providing dark sky atmospheres for photographers and astronomers to kind of photograph and chronicle the night skies.
Wow, exciting news, Damian. Thank you so much for the update this week. We'll talk to you next week on the Monday Business Watch.
Always a pleasure.